From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Solfa, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Solfa was a small skunk tween, round and warm-coated like a friendly cartoon. She wore a workshop apron, canvas that had started cream-colored, but was now permanently stained with yellow sulfur marks. These weren't dirt, they were part of her uniform. The stains didn't wash out, no matter how many times she tried. She was short, with black and white stripes streaked with that same warm yellow. Her eyes were steady, always looking closely at details. She loved a good story, especially one that unfolded slowly with all the necessary facts. Sometimes, when the moment called for it, she could be quite dramatic. Solfa embodied sulfur, S. Sulfur sits right below oxygen on the periodic table. It's in the same column, but its outer electron shell is one layer deeper. This means sulfur, like oxygen, has 6 electrons in its outermost shell. It wants 2 more to be complete. But because sulfur's outer shell is farther from the atom center, its bonding is more flexible than oxygen's. Sulfur can make 2 single bonds, just like oxygen does in water. Or it can form more complex multi-bond shapes, like in sulfuric acid. Sulfur is famous for its strong smells. Hydrogen sulfide, or H2S, gives off that rotten egg smell. Sulfur dioxide, SO2, smells like a match strike. Volcanic sulfur compounds fill the air with that distinct sulfurous scent. This intense smell isn't just a random fact, it's real chemistry. Sulfur-containing molecules trigger strong responses in human nose receptors. Evolutionarily, smelling rotten eggs signals food gone bad, a helpful warning. But sulfur also plays a huge role in biology. 2 amino acids, cysteine and methionine, contain sulfur. Amino acids are the tiny building blocks that make up proteins. Disulfide bridges, which are 2 cysteine molecules linking up with S-S bonds, hold many proteins in their 3-dimensional shapes. Your hair, your skin, your fingernail keratin, all of these are rich in sulfur disulfide bridges. Sulfur is both the stinky uncle and the structural anchor of the chemical world. Solfa was always very clear about this. "I'm earthy," she'd say, holding up her hands. "I smell, but that's part of the chemistry. Sulfur compounds bind strongly to nose receptors. And I'm also in your hair, your skin, your enzymes. Disulfide bridges hold proteins together. Without me, your hair wouldn't be hair. Don't mistake my smell for badness. The smell is information, and the structural work I do is essential." Solfa grew up in a small village nestled among sleeping volcanoes. Her family had been the village's volcanic spring guardians for generations. They were the skunks who maintained the village's sulfurous hot spring bathhouse. Villagers used these springs for medicinal soaks, believing they helped with aches and pains. The work required a tolerance for strong smells. It also demanded an appreciation for the hidden chemistry bubbling up from underground, and of course, careful attention to keeping the springs clean and accessible for everyone. By age 6, Solfa understood that sulfur was a generous worker. It just hid behind a strong smell.
When she was 22, Solfa walked all the way to the ChemQuest Academy. Beaker, the academy's founder, had a single question for her. "What is sulfur?" Solfa stood tall, her yellow apron catching the light. "I sit below oxygen on the periodic table," she began. "Same column, deeper shell. I make 2 bonds, more flexibly than oxy. I'm the smelly element. H2S, that's rotten egg. SO2, that's match strike. Volcanic atmosphere, too. But I'm also in your hair, in the disulfide bridges in keratin. I'm in your enzymes, in cysteine and methionine amino acids. Smelly and structural." Beaker nodded slowly. "You are appointed," he said. Now, Solfa taught the young students about the sulfur scaffolds. She'd draw a periodic table on the board. "Sulfur makes 2 bonds, just like oxygen," she'd explain. "Look, same column. So sulfide compounds are like oxide compounds."
She'd hold up a model of H2S,
This is hydrogen sulfide. It smells like rotten eggs. You know that smell, right? A few students would wrinkle their noses. It's toxic in high concentrations, so we're always careful in the lab. But that smell is a signal. It tells you something isn't right. Next, she'd show SO2, sulfur dioxide. That's the match strike smell. You find it in volcanic atmospheres too. It's also a common pollutant from burning coal. Then came the big one, H2SO4, sulfuric acid. This is a strong industrial acid, Sulfa would say, her voice serious. Used in fertilizers, battery acid, highly corrosive. Not kitchen chemistry, kids. We treat it with extreme respect. She'd point to the warning labels on a bottle. Corrosive means it eats away at things. It can burn skin. She'd move on to biology. 2 of the 20 amino acids in proteins contain sulfur, cysteine, and methionine. These are building blocks for everything in your body. She'd draw a long, wiggly line. And cysteine's side chain, that little SH part, can form SS bonds. We call those disulfide bridges. She'd then point to her own hair, then to a student's. Disulfide bridges hold proteins' 3D shapes. Your hair, your nails, the keratin that makes them up, sulfur is the cross-linking anchor. It gives your hair its curl or its straightness. It makes your nails strong. Sulfa always made sure to resist any personality-only framing of sulfur. My dramatic smell is the chemistry, she'd insist. And my structural role is the biology. It all comes from the atomic structure. The smell isn't badness, it's signal. When students asked Sulfa if sulfur chemistry was hard, she always gave the same answer. It is not hard, she'd say, tapping her pen on the periodic table. It is like oxygen, but flexible, with strong smells and structural work. 2 bonds, below oxygen, stinky uncle and structural anchor. Her yellow apron would catch the light, and Sulfa would smile down at those stubborn stains with a warm, quiet pride. They were hers, and she was glad of them, happy all the way through, to be exactly the loud, earthy, one-of-a-kind self she was. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sulfa. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.